8. Apples, pears, and more. This part of the trail winds through a meadow dotted with trees. On the left side are about 10 young trees. Each tree is 10 to 15 feet tall and is planted 10 to 15 feet away from other trees. This is our urban orchard. By planting fruit trees on this land, we are continuing an agricultural tradition that dates back at least 250 years. Isaac Williams, an English settler who served as a Revolutionary War captain, owned this land in the late 1700s and farmed it with his wife and 9 children. The Williams Orchard was located straight ahead near the present location of the Mass Biologics Lab. English settlers planted the first apple trees on Beacon Hill nearly 400 years ago, so it's likely the history of fruit production in this area goes back before the Williams family. The variety of apple grown here was the Roxbury russet apple. In colonial times, most apples were used as hog feed or fermented to make hard cider. They were not eaten fresh or baked. The apples that grow from any random apple seed tend to be small, sour, and green, like crab apples native to New England. On occasion, the genes in an apple tree combine to form something larger and tastier. By the mid-1600s, English colonists had discovered such a tasty combination: a larger apple with a skin that was green and russet or brown. The apple was good for fresh eating, baking, and storing over the winter. Though we can't know for sure, the Roxbury russet was likely grown in orchards of this area for hundreds of years, even after the Boston State Hospital was established on this land in 1897. Staff and patients worked the land and grew large amounts of food for practical as well as therapeutic purposes. The hospital's 1910 annual report notes 91 barrels of apples, 23 bushels of pears, and 180 boxes of plums. Perhaps someday our orchard will rival those quantities. To reach stop number 9, cross the 20-foot-wide asphalt service road where the gravel path continues. The gravel will become deeper. We invite you to sit at a picnic table on your left in the shade of our gazebo.